Random House Audiobooks presents You're 50, Now What? By Charles R. Schwab. You're 50, Now What? This is Charles Schwab. Welcome to my new book. Think of sports, a football game, a round of golf, a tennis match, a basketball game, or think of a play or an opera. Now think of the halfway mark in that event, halftime or the midpoint in the match, when things can look good or downright dismal. Or think of intermission, when everyone's in the foyer talking about what will happen next. Everyone takes a breather, and the feeling in the air can be pretty electric, because everyone's wondering the same thing. What's going to happen in the second half? We have a similar point in our lives, a sort of halftime or intermission, a time when we find ourselves wondering about the second half. The age differs from person to person. For some, it comes in their late 40s. For others, it's in their early 50s. Or maybe it's a few years away from either of those. It's somewhere in what we hope will be the middle of our lives. When we reach that age, we feel different. We may sense a change coming, and we want to pause and to think about what we've accomplished and what we still hope to do. It's a time when we come to know ourselves well. We know who we are and who we aren't, and what we like and what turns us off. We've suffered some losses, both business and personal, and there really is some truth to the cliché, we're not just older, we really are wiser. And what that age represents, whether it's at 47 or 57 or somewhere in between, it's the beginning of the second half of our lives. It's a time to stop for a moment and ask a very basic but crucial question. What do I want for the second half of my life? Maybe you know exactly what you want. You've had it planned out for years. Or maybe you've never thought about it much. You just can't imagine yourself as older. Or maybe you just want to keep doing what you're doing because you love what you do, and you don't plan to retire. I include myself in that category. I am fortunate in that I am passionate about my work, and I have no plans whatsoever to retire fully. But I do think about what I want in the second half of my life. I want to give back some of what I've received. I want to pass on what I've learned about investing. I want to help my kids as they negotiate young adulthood and even middle age. And I want to cheer on my grandkids as they attempt new things. I want to support my favorite charities and to spend more time on the things I care about. So what does all this have to do with investing? A lot. A sound investing strategy is what gives you the means and the courage to do what you want. The issues involved in planning for the second half of your life may seem daunting. I've heard people say that they can't wait to retire, but they can't imagine not having a paycheck, and they don't know how and when to change their investments as they age. But it can be done. It has to be done, because while getting older isn't a bad thing, being unprepared for it is. And by not understanding the financial part of your future, you sabotage yourself and you limit your choices. And that's what this audiobook is about, helping you determine what you can do now to improve the quality of the second half of your life. It's about spending some time on understanding where you are financially and where you want to go so that the second half of your life can be as fulfilling as you hope it will be. If you find the whole concept of financial planning intimidating or frightening, be assured that you're not alone. But also be assured that you can do this. Planning for your future isn't rocket science. It's simply a process that involves paying attention and sticking with it. You also need a roadmap, and that's what this audiobook is. Little by little, you'll learn how to figure out what you're starting with and how to estimate what you want to end up with. You'll learn how to choose the kinds of investments that are best suited to your needs and temperament. And you'll learn how to manage your portfolio in the second half of your life. None of this is magic. It just takes commitment. So start today. Maybe even right now. Take control of the second half of your life. Dream about it. Wonder about it. Think boldly about what you want. And take the first step, which is usually the hardest. Once you get started, The satisfaction you feel will keep you going. But don't delay in your preparations. The best is yet to come. I have a question for you. How much is enough? It's a tough question. It's essentially the topic of just about every retirement book, article, or seminar. Everyone's trying to figure out how much they'll need, and all the experts are trying to tell you how to do it. So how much will you need? How much does it take? Will you have enough? And how much is enough? Chances are it's more than you think, thanks in part to some good news. We're living longer, for one thing. Today's 50-year-olds are a lot younger than the 50-year-olds of two generations ago. A lot of us will live to be 100. And as a result, what we used to call retirement can last 30 or even 40 years. Not only that, we're healthier and therefore more active. So what we used to call our retirement years are a little more costly. And we have less help from the government. Social Security isn't what it used to be. So while a lot of people think that if they have $300,000 or $400,000 set aside for retirement, they're set for life, they're probably wrong. True, that's a lot of money. Chances are that it's a lot more than your parents had, but in reality, it may not be enough. So how much will it take to sustain the lifestyle you're picturing? There are some dangerous estimates out there. One number that's tossed around is 70%, meaning that in retirement, you'll need 70% of your current income to live comfortably. That argument seems logical enough. A lot of costs will, after all, go down. If you're not working, you won't commute. You won't have to buy work clothes, and all those work-related expenses will diminish. But do the costs go down enough to justify a 30% reduction in income? I don't think so. A recent national news story mentioned a 58-year-old computer programmer who, when he retired, heard about that 70% estimate, but just had a feeling that it wasn't reliable. Instead, he decided that he would need 100% of his pre-retirement income. Yes, he realized there were costs that would go down, 401k contributions, Medicare, and Social Security taxes, commuting and other work-related expenses, for example, but he suspected that those savings would be more than offset by a whole laundry list of other expenses. Medical care, travel, entertainment, and eating out. Many people have the same concerns. There are plenty of medical expenses for even healthy retirees, things that aren't covered by Medicare, prescription drugs, dental care, hearing aids, and eye care. The house and car will still need maintenance, and it's common for retirees to find that they can't or don't want to do as much of the work themselves, which means the added cost of hiring someone else to do the work you used to do yourself. And a lot of retiring baby boomers are finding themselves part of the sandwich generation. Retirement isn't their only financial concern. Aging parents and the kids' college tuition, things that used to be almost mutually exclusive, are concerns as well. When all is said and done, a lot of people are finding that once they've looked carefully at the costs of retirement, the expenses are significant enough to warrant revising their master plan. They're thinking about working longer or investing a little more each month. In short, if retirement has changed, then planning for retirement has to change as well. It's time to revise our assumptions and our plans. It's time for something new. An investing strategy for the second half of your life must take into account the changes we're seeing. It's a strategy that may require a little more involvement than your parents' retirement planning did. And it's a strategy that is admittedly more aggressive than what you'll hear from a lot of the other experts out there. But here's the thing. This is a strategy that can work. It's one I believe in, and it's one that I hope you'll at least consider. It's not complicated. I can sum it up in these 6 points. 1. Consider yourself an investor. 2. Invest for growth for the rest of your life. 3. Start with the most aggressive asset allocation plan you're comfortable with. 4. Consider using a core and explore strategy as a basis for the stock portion of your portfolio. 5. After the age of 50, adjust your asset allocation and rebalance your portfolio every 5 years. 6. Devise a second half income and expense strategy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?